when you're down in trouble. You need some love and care. Ain't nothing, ain't nothing going right.
Yes. bless you all this morning. You have a friend within Jesus, oh precious Lord. I just give honor to God and give honor to the Spirit of the Lord ahead of our life. I'm telling you, what a week, impact. And, you know, and I just thank God that many people, my God, had testimonies that how it's been helping them this week, just going forth, amen, and just moving into the things of God. And we just thank God so we could just say, give you a way to encourage you, to help you, to keep pushing on, amen, and to keep going forward. That's what it's all about, amen. The race ain't given to the swift or the strong, but he that endures to the end. We thank God for our international listeners all over the world. It's a blessing for they could tune in and trust us as your social media church family. Amen. We thank God for you. We don't take it lightly. South Africa, United Kingdom, France, Italy, we don't take it lightly. Norway, we thank God for you as well. Amen. And also up here in the United States of America and right up north ahead of us, right up north above us, Canada, we thank God for you all and our family's friends right here. It's always been a blessing. I'm telling you, saints of God, you just keep holding on and pushing on, because at the end of the day, my God, you have to understand that you're going to be the one that's going to be blessed. You're the one that is tried in the fire, and you're the one that's going to come out as pure as gold. Amen. Just hang in there. Keep going in there with your fight. Amen. Because God is going to make sure you come on through. Amen. I just give God the glory. We just want to go ahead and get into our prayer. God bless you, Mother Jackson.
God bless you, Pastor. Father God, in the name of Jesus Christ, I come giving you the honor, Jesus Christ, to the head of my life. I give honor to you, Apostle and First Lady, the teacher, Spencer, and each and every one of you. In the name of Jesus, we come once more, God. I must be no how, God. Just thanking you for another blessing day, God. Thank you for this to allow us to see, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we don't take it for granted, God. This morning, God, we lift up hands and just say hallelujah this morning. We glorify your name because you are worthy the truth you say. In the name of Jesus, God, we hold up everyone this morning in the name of Jesus. The most shy type. God, you know our needs. The most shy type. Each and every one of us, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we thank you, God. God, we realize you are meeting needs out of those Sunday nights. We realize, God, that breakthroughs are here, God. We thank you, Lord, that we realize, God, that delivery is here. Healing is here in the name of Jesus, God. Let us continue to hold on and to call on your name, God. There's no other name like this, God. The name of Jesus, the most Sunday nights, God. The one that keeps us and leads us and guides us, and we're going to change to our truth. In the name of Jesus, God, we thank you today for mercy, the most Sunday. Or in a new day of grace, the most Sunday, God. In the name of Jesus, God, we just about family members, God. Continue to keep them chilling, protect them. In the name of Jesus, Lord, have mercy this morning, God. As we walk through this traveling lane, God, let us tell somebody about Jesus. Let us live on shake comfort somebody, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Let us love on somebody, somebody, as you have loved on us, God. We thank you, God, that your love and kindness has drawn us to the Moshiach. Yes, Lord, it is. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you this morning. The very leaders of the earth in the name of Jesus, God. We pray that God can keep us in the same time to you and your glory. In the name of Jesus, God, we just thank you. We have the relationship, the peace of the Moshiach. God, our heads, God. We pray this morning, God, that you lift their heads up and give them strength to carry on, God. In the name of Jesus, the Lord will shout out this morning, God. Love on them, the Lord will shake them. Let them feel your presence, the Lord will stand there. Let them feel your presence, the Lord will stand there. Let them know that you are real. That you are real, the Lord will say this morning, God. And forevermore, God, in the name of Jesus, God, we thank you. Oh God, how we see you moving, God, in the midst of the situation, God. We see you move out of our Sunday. We see how you're making a way out of your way, God. We see how you're supplying the needs there and still, in the name of God. We thank you, Lord, about say, God, because you told us in your word. You said, hey, I know the most, you'll never leave us. numbers, thank you, God, and you're still walking with us. I'm gonna say, some of us you're carrying, God. But yet in the same, we say thank you this morning. Let us holler our hallelujah this morning. Praise his holy name. He's worthy to be praised. And our circumstances, I say, he's worthy to be praised. These things we ask this morning in the name of the Father, the Son, and the precious Holy Ghost, we pray. Amen, amen.
Amen. We just thank God. Amen. Right there in your living room, right there in your house. Many of you probably getting ready to go out, to go to work. Amen. We take our hats and we pray for our frontline workers, those that is already traveling. You're listening to us in your cars or at work. Amen. We also keep you up and we're touching the degree with a covering. Amen. We'll keep you as you go out throughout your day. We thank God. And I want you to go ahead and command your morning this morning. Go ahead and prophesy to yourself everything that you need to happen and you want to happen in the will of the Lord. And once that happens, you're going to begin to see it manifest in Jesus' name. And I'm telling you right now, today is your time. It is your season. And you got to claim it. You got to believe it. Walk through every day. Believe it and walk through every day claiming it. Amen. Any little doubt, any little things that comes up, amen, rebuke it. Move it out the way. Because your God is not a God that he shall lie, nor the Son of Man that he shall repent. If he said it, it's going to happen. If he's promising you, it's going to happen. If he spoke it to you, it's going to happen. So I want to let you know this morning, it's going to happen. You hold on in there, hang on in there, amen. And you just keep pressing because it's going to happen, amen. God bless you all once again this morning, amen. We're going to get ready to turn this part of the broadcast over to our very own evangelist, Nita. God bless you, evangelist Nita.
Good morning, Apostle. God bless you. Good morning to each and every person that's on this line. And we just want to say we thank God for another day. We thank him for his love. We thank him for his grace. And we thank him for his mercy. On today, we want to talk about, we're going to end this segment today talking about love, talking about the virtues that come together so love will prevail. So the scripture that has been selected for this, to talk about this, is Colossians 3, 12 through 17. And the word of God says, since God chose you to be the holy people he loves, you must clothe yourself with tenderhearted mercy, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. Make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. Above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. And let the peace that comes from Christ rule in your heart. For as members of one body, you are called to live in peace and always be thankful. Let the message about Christ and all his richness fill your life. Teach and counsel each other with all the wisdom he gives. Sing psalms and hymns and spiritual songs to God with thankful hearts. And whatever you do or say, do it as a representative of the Lord Jesus, giving thanks through him to God the Father. Apostle, the scriptures really speak for itself. It summarizes everything up. So this is not something that this could be just a simple drive-by, just a simple reminder of the things that we need in order for us to live healthy Christian lives, our day-to-day living, our way of living. That these virtues, this scripture, these scriptures has basically set the standard of what we are to do in order for Christ, the Christ-likeness, to glow in your life. When someone look at you, you shouldn't have to sit and run up to them with a sign and say, hi, I'm a Christian. If you are applying, putting it to work into your life, then it's going to stand out. So verse 12, It talks about compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience. This verse strictly just gives us, as I stated, the instructions and what's required in our daily living. It also tells us that virtue exists and love prevails all. God love prevails all. If you don't have God love, compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience, it's not going to work. His love prevails all. If there is no love, you cannot show compassion. If there is no love, you can't show kindness. If there is no love, you can't show humility. Remember, humility brings on humbleness. God looks for a broken heart. That's humility. Gentleness. Without love, there is no gentleness. And definitely without love, there is no patience. They all walk together. They all work together. It's like a circle. It's like a circle that just keep going around and around and around. I know when we was little, we used to play tag, where you go and you touch this one and then this one run and chase after you. Well, these five virtues, you have to have them. You have to accept them in your heart. And then not just accept them, don't just let them sit there. There is something that has to be applied. It's something that has, the mechanism has to keep moving and turning and turning and turning in order for them to work together as one. Verse 13 says, make allowance for each other's faults and forgive anyone who offends you. Remember, the Lord forgave you, so you must forgive others. I know it's someone on this line asking the question, why? Because forgiveness is such a hard thing to do. But I want you to know, before I even go into anything else, the reason why is because God, look at the sacrifice that God did for us. He gave his only begotten son to forgive us for our sins so we can have eternal life. That right there, as the apostles say, should be a shouting and a hooping moment, because I know that there's not one person on this phone and on this earth can either fathom, if you have children, even if you don't have children, nieces, nephews, even if it's just because of who you are, you cannot fathom giving up your only child to be a sacrificial lamb for something that they didn't even do. You can't fathom. We have people who have loved ones that get incarcerated and live in jail, prison, forever for something that they did not do. And it's hard. It's hard to swallow. So just think about what God deals with on a daily. Just think about what goes on daily. It should just sit and hit your mind like I just punched you in your face, letting you know, are you really understanding what God has done? And when you get it, when it resonates in your mind and it clicks and the light bulb come on, somebody done did something to you petty, or even when people have stabbed you in your back and still smiling in your face, even when people have sat and messed up something that you worked so hard for, even when people call you out of your name, or when people have just sat and tried to destroy something, an empire be trying to build, that's one little simple petty word, we as humans will sit and hold that in our heart and not let go and let God. Well, forgiveness is letting go and let God, because God already told you, He in the word of God, he says, vengeance is mine. He also says, I will make your enemies your footstool. So therefore, you don't have to sit and worry about anything because God has everything. Again, God is in control. So we must learn to forgive. In order for us, if you keep that forgiveness right there in your heart, which speaks to your mind, then you can't possibly tell someone else that you love them. It's and God love is not fake. God love is unconditional. You for real. It's genuine. It's pure. So we have to learn. It's not something that's going to happen overnight. That's why you have the Holy Spirit and say, it's too big for me. It's way bigger than me. God, I need you to help remove this hurt. I need you to help remove something that somebody said to me. Because we have to learn how to forgive, to let go. We have to do that. And without a hesitation, we know when we go to God and we ask him, it's going to be done. If your heart is pure and you're genuine, it's going to be done. We know that. Verse 14, this is my favorite verse. It says, above all, clothe yourselves with love, which binds us all together in perfect harmony. This tells us, first lets us know, for us to clothe ourselves in love, we have to bring all of compassion, kindness, humility, gentleness, and patience together. Remember, love itself, this is where we get things mixed up, because I used to always tell people that love is a feeling or whatever. But reading the word of God, what I found out about love, that is not a feeling. But love is the power of God that has the ability to take away our sins, to take away our God, the things that are not of God, and bring us into godliness, to bring us into holiness, so we can have perfection, divine perfection, not natural perfection, but divine perfection. It's about making a conscious decision that I need God. I need God to be the head of my life so that all things can work together for my good. It's sitting and saying, when things are not going right or like the song said this morning, you tired and you weary, you know that if you are living in perfect harmony, that Jesus is that friend that you're looking for. His hand is there stretched out to pull you up. In a time of need, he's there because you don't have strife in your heart. You don't have bitterness in your heart. You're not holding on to the ugly word of hatred. You're not sitting and letting the little petty things get in your way. You're sitting and you're living in perfect peace. Because why? You took all of those things and you've taken them. You've been stripped. You've allowed the Holy Spirit to strip you of these things so you can have his loving, that love that will come and bring you in a place of peace. A place when you know that somebody has done something to you, you still don't sleep at night. That peace when you see that person or those people or whomever it is, and you can walk right by them and put a smile on your face. And the smile is not a fake smile. It's a smile saying that God conquers everything because I'm able to sit and I'm able to apply the five virtues, into my life and not feel anything about it. I don't feel any hostility because I know that God loves me. I don't feel any pain because I know he has me wrapped up in his arms. It's in a safety net. I don't feel any type of deceit because I know that I've forgiven you, and I may have done something to you, and I've forgiven myself as well. We have to sit and let go and let God. So God love can prevail. And not only that, we have to, when once you have obtained or once you have allowed these different virtues to come into your life and you work on them every single day, every day you're applying them to your day. Because like I said, we're human. We fall short of God's glory all the time. So it's not something, I'm not sitting here and telling you today that you're going to, all of these things are going to take over you today unless that's something that you have truly, truly, you're asking God and you're ready. Because we know God is the God of impossible. It's up to where you are at in your walk. It's up to where you want to be. But just know, if you do get them and tomorrow you fail, God is a forgiving God. We go back to that forgiveness. God is a compassionate God. God is a God of kindness. God is a God that knows that we are going to fail, but he still come and scrape you up off the ground because that humility has turned into brokenness and to humbleness. God is gentle. God is definitely patient. We know that God is patient because, yes, I can't speak for other people. I always have to speak for Nita. I mean, I done told God so many times, Father, I'm ready. It is me. Use me. Yes, Lord, I do your will. I do your way. And then the next day, I'm in Nita's will. But God, guess what? I know that my God is a forgiving God. I know that my God loves me unconditionally. So I don't have a problem with praying and asking God, Lord, I didn't get it right today, Father God, but help me get it right tomorrow. And then I become thankful because the word of God shouldn't say be thankful. And then, you know, we just give him the honor. We give him the praises. We're just constantly thanking him about the little things. When you can sit and see yourself not doing the same little crazy things that you did before, you say, Father, I thank you. When you might have somebody that you know is purposely trying to get you angry or doing the same thing over and over just to see if you're well and who you are in Christ. When you sit and you conquer that battle, you sit and say, God, I thank you. When you sit and see that you may have had 3 canned goods in your house last year this time, but now you may have over 100, you say, Lord, I thank you. I'm thanking God today, even for COVID-19, because as I told you all before, God had a master plan. And in that master plan, I'm thankful because some things were delayed and some things, peace came in the midst of a storm. In some ways, God just sat and slowed things down and said, listen, I need you to get this right because you may have been doing things, but you wasn't giving it. You wasn't giving your best because why? You was too busy. You trying to be here. You trying to be there. I need you to sit and get things right. See, I'm thankful. I'm thankful even though it is hurting some people. I don't want this to come across the wrong way. But as the word of God says, work together for God, for the goodness of those who love God, those who are in God, those who need God, those who realize that God is the head of their life. That this is what and this is what it's doing for me. Whatever it may be, a time that is so hurtful and it's so painful. But I still want to tell you this: still be thankful. Because you may can't see the end of the tunnel. But again, as I stated, God is the God of the impossible. You never know what's going to come out of it for you. Because you may have your blockers on. You still may have hatred lingering in your heart. You'll not have the understanding that God is asking you to have. You still may need to call somebody and sit and say, yes, I haven't talked to you in years, but on today, I realized that God, in order for me for me to be able to sit and tell someone else that I love them and be my brother or my sister keeper and feed them when they're hungry, I have to sit and tell you that I forgive you. And if it's anything that I've done to you, I'm asking you to forgive me as well. We have to sit and we have to apply these things into our life so that God will receive the glory, so your walk will be manifested. So Jesus dying on the cross for our sins won't be in vain. We have to. This is a time people angry with Trump. Why waste your time being angry on it? What he's doing is a matter of opinion. And not only that, God is still in control. So you have to look at it and sit and ask yourself, because some are asking, well, God, why are you letting this take place? Or why are you letting this take place? I'm going to say it again. God is in control of all things, and he has a master plan that's going on. And I'm just thankful. I'm thankful that I'm in a place that I can sit back and say, God, show me on today what I need to work on to make my mechanism keep going around, to make it be a smooth operation. So I'm going to leave you with today, asking you to ask God to take away the things that are not like him so you can live a divine, perfect harmony, so you can live in peace, so you will know in a time of strife, in a time of struggle, that God loves prevails over everything. And without God's love, I don't care how kind-hearted you are. I don't care how patient you are, how humble you are. If the love of God, if God's love is not the main focus, it's not going to work. It's not complete. It's just something that you're doing on today. It may have got you from point A to point B, but understand it's not going to get you to Z. Because God love, his endless love prevails over everything. And I have to keep going back to that forgiveness, because it's something that I had to live and live and live and live with. And sometimes on just yesterday, and Apostle, I have to tell you this. I got up when I heard you playing Aretha Franklin's song. Because just yesterday it was in my spirit, and I was just singing it because I had to remember that I have a friend in Jesus. I have to remember when little situations take place and I feel like I'm tired and I'm weary, that his hand is there. So I thank you for allowing the Holy Spirit to be obedient this morning to play that song. And it's back over to you, Apostle.
Amen, amen. This has been a powerful segment all week, especially this morning, dealing with love. Saints of God, if you only knew how love, how powerful love is, and, you know, how powerful it is, and many people won't be asking, I want more power, I want more power, I need more power for God. Let me tell you something. That's the secret right there is love. It's scriptures after scripture confirms it, and not only scripture after scripture confirms it, I see it manifest in our lives, and God could trust you more when you walk in love. And also, it's a commandment as well, because 1 John 4:21 talks about it, and it says, and he has given us this command. Anyone who loves God must also love their brothers and sisters. So, in other words, you know, it's like I cannot put you out there, especially if I love you. You know, I got to make sure I'm here for you. It doesn't matter. You probably say, yeah, Pastor, but they did me wrong. Well, we all done got done wrong at some point. I never said that you have to live with the individual. You know, you got to understand there's wisdom that is applied with love as well. You know, we're never saying you have to live with the individual. We never said that you have to go and bake them an apple pie and bring them over their house. Other words, don't have nothing in your heart with things, with people or with situation, with circumstances. Always love no matter what. Always love individuals no matter what. And we understand this. The anointing destroys the yoke. The anointing destroys the yoke. Yoke is the yoke is developed by several different things. One of the things is about sin. What is sin? Different things that is unpleasing in God's sight. You know, we don't want to go down the list and start naming and say, well, this, that. Well, we point blank. You know, if it's unpleasing to God or if it's something that God doesn't approve of, I'm going to tell you that's sin. That's bottom line. So whatever it is. And the Bible says in 1 Peter 4:8, it says, above all, love each other deeply because love covers a multitude of sins. So you're looking for power. You're looking for power. You're looking for different things. If you want more power, and many people always ask this, want more power, more things, I want you to get more love. You get more love, you'll see God going to trust you more. You get more love. Why God want to give you more in your life if we have a select individuals that we want to use whatever God gave us for? We just have a select individuals. You know, I don't want to deal with you because you lie and gospel on me. I don't want to deal with you because you got all kinds of names on me. Because we got to forget all that. We have to see the best in the people. We have to see the best that God placed inside of individuals, inside of people. Because you got to understand something. You know, somebody seen the best inside of you. Because we wasn't all where we at right now. Somebody took the time and worked with us. Somebody took the time and to let us know not to give up. And somebody took the time, did not push us to the side. And because somebody took the time and put that seed inside of us, amen, we wear where we at right now. Amen. We are where we at right now. I want to show you this one. Even in 1 John 4:11, it's a difference. Since God so loved us, we also ought to love one another. You know, these are commands. These are something to where, you know, showing the love of God. These are commands. Amen. And we got to understand that. And we got to understand that this, and love is one of the parts to where you know you have God inside of you. You know, this is where you can examine, you know, you have God inside of you. He's not on the outside, he's on the inside, because regardless of what, God still loves. Even Jesus described, showed that love on the cross. When Jesus said, all that he done went through with these folks, you know, and all that, what these people done did to him, and when he was on the cross, he said, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. That's the ultimate of love that he displayed even on the cross, even where he had cause or had reason, you know, to be in his right and say, y'all are wrong, tell them off and everything else. But he said, no, Father, forgive them, for they know not what they do. I want you to walk in love this morning, and I want you to begin to just walk in love regardless of what's going on and whatever the situation is. That's something that I think the body of Christ, it's a very small word, but I really do think the body of Christ wrestle with that. I think we'll wrestle with that because we have an ideology to where everybody or every situation got a demon or got a spirit in it, and we got to push them away, push that brother away. I don't give a care if that brother or sister does have something in them. Well, if I'm called by God, if I'm God intercessor, if I'm God man or woman of God, I should have enough inside of me to pull that out of me. I think the body of Christ, we have to be careful to show how weak we are or to show that we are not walking in the love of God. Amen. If I'm powerful, if I'm anointed, I should be able to cast whatever, if you have something in you, to help you, brother, to help you, sister. Not to push you away, not to disown you, not to talk about you, not to tell you how much mess you we are. We have to be careful about the different things that we say and careful about the different things that comes out. Because basically what they're doing is showing you and reflecting on you where your relationship or where you at with God and where you at with Christ. I truly believe that God gave each and every one of us, everybody that is listening all over the world, you have a measure of love inside of you. God has equipped us. He built us to love. I just want to challenge you, regardless of what you're going through, I want you to challenge you to go through love. Yeah, they could hurt. Yeah, they probably hurt you. Yeah, they probably did you wrong. But at the end of the day, you're the one walking with God going to determine the outcome of your life. I want you to determine your outcome of your life this day. Don't allow a situation or individual prevent you from having an outcome that is positive, having an outcome that is blessed, having an outcome that is prosper because of an individual, because you allow individuals to put bitterness and hatred in your heart because of what they did, what they said. We have to get out of that, and let's receive God within us. Let's operate in the commandment, because if we love God like we say we do, we love everything else that God created. People think that God despised Satan. Let me share this, then we're going to open up a line. If whoever needs prayer, then we're going to go. People think that God despised Satan. He hates Satan. No, he hated his he had a problem with his behavior. He had a problem with his behavior and also his disobedience. But further as what he created, you got to understand something. God created it. God created the heaven and the earth. He created everything that is in the heaven and the earth. It just don't self-exist. You know, the angels in the heaven just didn't self-exist. Even Lucifer, he just didn't self-exist. God created everything. One thing about like by God, he give everybody free will. He give everybody to, you know, operate at your own mind, and he, you know, he's not there to control you or anything. But people think that God despise him. God hate him. God do this. God do. Why God need to hate something that he already gave a sentence to and he already defeated? Number one, it talks to us, especially in the book of Job, to where the Bible describes how they had a conversation in the book of Job. Even the Bible describes that even Satan made a request to God, and God granted his request. God granted his request. God is not in the business to hate and to hate different things, and we don't portray, and there's a lot of platforms and things that portray that, you know, is hatred. No, no, no. Even Satan. But God had to give him his sentence. Even the Bible declares that if you make your bed in hell, my God, he said, I will be there. We have to understand that love is the multitude. You don't have to come back with vengeance. You don't have to come back with anything. You just go on with love, because at the end of the day, that individual or whoever, they the one is making their life the way it is. All you have to do is just, brother, I pray for you. Sister, I pray for you. It's been many a times to where I have to, this message, my God, had to live it myself. Had to many a times, you know, it's many a time. Many people want gifts, they want this. But I got a question. Can God trust you with a prophetic gift? Can God trust you to open you up, to show you different things? What if he show you the truth about the person or the friend that you call friend? What if he show you the truth about family members? What if he show you the truth about coworkers, that the ones that is laughing with you and look like they trying to help you? What if he show you the truth? Can you, as an individual, handle what God could show you? Can you, as an individual, handle what God could bless you with? Can you handle what God can handle what God could give you? Love. If you don't have love, I'm sorry, it's going to fall. It's going to break. You're going to go back into old wounds. You're going to go back into what people used to do. You're going to go back into how folks used to hurt you, how they used to come against you. I just don't like folks lying to me. I just don't like it. You got to understand, this is just what it is out there. But when you love, I still see it, but I still got to love you. Been plenty of times where I have to see folks and see different things and see different motives. But guess what? You still got to love them. As a woman and man of God, it's my job to look past that and still work with what God put inside of you to pull out of you. Pull out of you. Mm-hmm. So you can be that servant and be that man or woman of God that God calls you to be. Why? Because it's love of God. If you don't have the love of God, I'm sorry. You're going to always have an issue with people. You're going to have an issue, my God, with certain things with people. And God is not going to be able to trust you to reveal different things. Now, you could go and try to tap in and see whatever you want to see, but with God, no, 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 because it's got to handle in matureness, and it needs to be into a place of love. I truly believe that you can walk in love. You can walk into a place of love. Regardless of what, I don't care who it is, that's still a man, that's still a child of God, regardless of how mad you may be with them, how you say they are terrible, they hate you. Hey, guess what? That's still a child of God. And it's not for me to put no mouth or anything or do anything to that individual. That's God. Amen? My God Almighty. You got to understand something too, saints to my God, and we're going to open up the phone lines. If you need prayer, go ahead and press 1. You got to understand something too. You have to go home to your own house. You have to go home to your own dwelling. You have to go to work to support your own livelihood, to support your own self. Why would you allow individuals to take you out of what you have to do? Don't allow individuals to take you out of what you have to do. Amen? We got to make sure that everything we do, we are doing it within the love of God. God bless you, caller. We're going to bring you in. 9133, you're on the air. God bless you, caller. 9133, you're on the air. Amen. Amen. Well, we couldn't get them. Amen. And we just want to thank God. What a week of being responding with love and just showing love. Many of you, I'm telling you, if once we next week are going to be very awesome. And this is one of the platforms or in the platform or the foundation that we're going to have to establish ourselves in prayer. And this is one of the things that I'm definitely going to go over in the beginning. And I want you to begin to tap into it with me as we get ready for next week. We're going to go into consecration. Amen. And we're going to get right into it. Listen, I'm going to go back to the prayer line. God bless you. 5493, God bless you. You're on the air.
Good morning, everyone. This is Monica.
Good morning.
I'm calling in from Charlotte, Carolina. And I just want to...
God bless you.
I don't want prayer. I just want to challenge everyone on today to take the word or the message that Sister Anita gave out about love and Pastor Temple gave out about love. And I ask everyone, I challenge Amen. You to go to Matthew 21 and 18 and read about the fig tree, because we all have spiritual
yes.
fruit. And that spiritual fruit that we have, that's what we have to inspect to find that love that they're speaking of. And if you can inspect the
yes.
fruit, the spiritual fruit of your life, you will find that it is sweet when it is covered with the blood of Jesus, when it has the sweetness of God going through that fruit. And if you can
yes.
examine the fruit, spiritual fruit of your mind, the spiritual fruit of your words, the spiritual fruit of your thoughts and your deeds, and if you can't find that sweetness there, then you need to work on your tree. You need to cultivate that spiritual
Amen.
Tree that you're giving your spiritual fruits away. And if you're giving your spiritual fruits away, they can nourish, they can feed others. They're not meant to be kept to yourself. But I ask and I challenge you, I empower everyone to examine your spiritual fruit. This is how you will know if you're producing good fruit or bad fruit.
That's right.
The fruit of your tree is the actions and the ways of your life, your attitude.
That's
and when
right.
you examine that fruit, you're a fruit inspector, and you're trying to determine if it's worthy of being consumed or if it's rotten and it needs to fall to the ground. So on today,
That's right.
I thank you guys for giving me the opportunity to speak across the lines on today, and I pray that everyone takes this and apply it to your life so that you will know if you're giving out good fruit. And if you're not giving out good
Amen.
Fruit, I pray that you ask the Lord to give you the ability to change that fruit that you're developing. If you don't have any, that you'll develop it, and that if you do have good fruit, that he'll continue to replenish it. But if you're struggling and your fruit is not good fruit, if it's bitter fruit,
Amen.
That he will sweeten it with the love of God. And I just thank y'all for allowing me to call in today and speak on this, because it was heavy on my heart. And I just thank you, and I thank God. And I ask everyone, please
Amen.
Go to that Matthew 21 and 18 and read about the fig tree that was not producing good fruit. Look at what Christ
Amen.
Did.
Amen.
Look at his actions in that parable. Thank you.
Amen. Amen, woman of God. That is a very very awesome. And she's absolutely, the woman of God is absolutely correct. 100,000, how many times more? Because I love what she said. I love what she said. And one of the things that she really laying out, especially in Matthew 24, that has really kind of got you to see, you have to expect yourself before you try to expect somebody else. Because what you probably trying to expect somebody else is probably where you are from, where you are at. And many people are trying to say this about people, that about a people. Well, if you are still hurt because somebody has gossiped about you or somebody lied on you, that is all you're going to expect. You first have to be healed.
And many of you need to, and basically what the woman of God was basically saying, look at your field, examine yourself. And whatever is damaged, whatever is starting to be rotten, you need to deal with it. You need to work on that. Work on yourself. And I'm telling you, once you begin to see that and you begin to work on yourself, you're going to see that life is how great life is. Life is not so bad after all. Amen. Will we have another caller? Amen. Before we call it, will we have another caller? And I'm telling you, I want you to stand. I want you to tune in next week starting Monday at 8 p.m. This is the foundation. This is one of the ingredients that goes going to go into our foundation as we're going to be building up into prayer. By this time next week, your prayer life should be way off the roof. Your prayer life should be so far off the roof to where you really understanding what you're doing. And that's one of the things, that assignment that I want to accomplish on next week, you understanding what you are doing in prayer. Amen. We're just not going to go in and just pray, but we're going to know how and understanding the different areas, what we're doing, where we at in our prayer things. And this is one of the foundations. We're going to build a foundation Monday and love, and especially what the woman of God was just laying out and saying, this goes into the foundation of prayer. We cannot go into prayer or move or grow or elevate into a prayer to where we need to let the prayer deal with us. We need to deal with us first. Amen. We need to work on ourselves first. And then so many people miss their self and try to go into other things, and now they feel so their prayer life is so heavy. Their prayer life always a war coming up against it, always a fight coming up against it. But once you expose everything about you, tell me what it is for the devil to expose about you. Amen. We're going to deal with that on next week, and we're really going to dig into the prayer. I thank God once again for you all. Woman of God, we thank God for you for pressing one. Come on in. That's awesome. Amen. And we just thank God for our evangelists, my God, and just working all this week and just giving us a series on love. And that is well needed, especially in this time. And I thank God. Listen, we're going to have another moment this evening at 8 p.m. We have another leader, minister, going to come from and break the bread of life. It's been a fire all week. It's been a blessing all week. My soul been blessed. I'm telling you, it's not too many places you can plug in and get charged up, and I'm glad I can plug into our own church and my own family, and they could charge us right on up. It's been a blessing. Listen, saints of God, I want you to tune in this afternoon at 8 p.m. right back at the same place. My God, leaders, pastors, or anyone, please let them come on. We just want to be a help to help charge them up as well, so they could go out and do the work of the vision that been imparted into them. Thank God for you all. We're going to get ready to take God bless you this morning. Command your morning. We'll see you back this afternoon at 8, this evening at 8 p.m. So we thank God for you all. God bless you all.
Of the Lord, I've been
free, delivered,
and in your presence, Lord.
I found joy,
grace, and favor.